You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 8 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about entrusting the gospel to faithful men. Let's get started. When Paul wrote his second letter to Timothy, the time of his death was at hand. He said in 2 Timothy 4:6, "For I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come." However, even though he was looking forward to or seeing his death as being imminent, he provided a plan that would allow the gospel to be spread long after he was gone. And this plan that Paul put in place in his letter to Timothy is still just as effective today as it was then. And this is what we're going to discuss in this episode. The passage we're going to look at is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." For a few minutes, let's consider what Paul was saying in this passage. Several points we want to look at. Number one, Paul began that section there by saying, "Therefore, you therefore, my son, do this." Whenever we see the word "therefore" in the Bible, it means that there is a conclusion that is based upon what was said previously. So based on what Paul had already written to Timothy in this letter, he was to do this. Well, what had he said that was related to what we're talking about here, about this plan of the gospel being able to be spread generation after generation? What did he say? Well, chapter 1 and verse 7, he says that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, of love, and discipline. In verse 8 of chapter 1, he said, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God." In verse 13, he told Timothy to retain the standard of sound words. We talked about that in the previous episode. In the next verse, chapter 1, verse 14, "Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you." In verse 15, he also warned that there would be some who would turn away. "You are aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Philegius and Hermogenes." Based on what Paul had already written to Timothy, he told Timothy that we have not been given a spirit of fear. We are not to be ashamed of the gospel, that we are to hold fast to the pattern, to retain the standard. We are to guard what's been entrusted to us. And we have to do this because there are going to be some who will turn away. So Paul says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong through His grace. His grace strengthens us. This grace is in Christ and is only in Christ. And so, based on what Paul had said here to Timothy already, to not be ashamed, to not fear, to hold fast the pattern, to remember the grace of Christ that strengthens us, he told Timothy to do something. In verse 2 of 2 Timothy 2, he talks about the things which you have heard from me. This is the standard that he was talking about. The things which you have heard from me, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:13. So when Paul told Timothy in chapter 2 and verse 2, the things which you have heard from me, that's what he was talking about. He was talking about the standard. He was talking about the pattern. Timothy was not to depart from that standard. We today are not to depart from that standard. Paul warned the Galatians about this in Galatians chapter 1, where he said that if anyone preaches to you another gospel contrary to what we preach, let him be accursed. whether it's an apostle, an angel, or anyone else. If anyone is preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. It's Galatians 1, 6 through 9, paraphrasing that passage. And the reason why we're not to depart from this, that we are not to turn away from it, the things which Timothy was taught, the things that we find in the Word of God, is because these things ultimately came from Christ. Jesus is the one who has all authority, Matthew 28:18. And based upon that authority, his apostles were to go out and make disciples, Matthew 28:19, and teach those disciples to observe all that he commanded, Matthew 28:20. We are to follow the Lord's commandments. The apostles, like Paul, were the ambassadors for Christ, as Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. This means that they were the official spokesman of Christ. They were speaking his words, his commandments. What they taught, we are to follow. That standard that Timothy heard, that standard that we have recorded for us in scriptures, that's what we are to follow. And so Paul says, the things that you have heard from me, and then he says next after that in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2, in the presence of many witnesses. One of the things that we see here, Paul's talking about this standard, this pattern. He says, you have heard this from me, but not just he had heard it from Paul, but he had heard it from Paul in the presence of many witnesses. There was not some special training session and curriculum and material for Timothy or other preachers. Now, this does not necessarily mean that a preacher training program is unauthorized. There are a lot of churches and preachers who are involved in preacher training programs, and that's not necessarily wrong. Usually those programs, what they'll do is they focus on the work of a preacher, which is important. But what they are not to do is focus on the message and use that as the exclusive teaching for those men and teach them a message that is not the same as what would be taught in the church. Now, there may be Bible studies. There may be things that we instruct about the scriptures and we explain the scriptures and explain what they say, but it is not something that is different from what would be taught in the church. The knowledge that would be imparted to Timothy was not different from the knowledge that was given to all Christians. Preachers are not to have some special knowledge or some exclusive knowledge that others cannot have. And so while you may have individuals or churches that are involved in what we might call a preacher training program, that's to prepare them for the work. It's not to indoctrinate them in a certain message and a certain doctrine that is exclusively for them and then would not be disseminated to others. Paul told Timothy, the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, the things that he taught, as he told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:17, everywhere in every church, this is what he was talking about with Timothy. You've heard this from me. You've heard this not only one-on-one, though I'm sure there was some one-on-one time between Paul and Timothy, but that wasn't the exclusive training that he got. You've heard this from me in the presence of many witnesses. Paul taught Christians. He taught the church. And Timothy was to take that same message and, as he says next, entrust these things. These things which you have heard from me, the things that Paul taught everywhere in every church, entrust these things. He was entrusted with the command back in the first letter, in 1 Timothy 1, the command to fight the good fight and keep the faith. 1 Timothy 1:18 and 19. Paul says, this command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. He was entrusted with this command to fight the good fight, to keep the faith. And then Timothy, Paul said, he was to entrust this same message to others. Well, who? Who were these other ones that he was to entrust this message to? Well, he goes on, entrust these to faithful men. These are the ones that were to be entrusted with the message. Faithful men, just like Timothy was faithful, he was to entrust these things to faithful men. Now, what we see in the scriptures is that the gospel, the message of salvation, is for everyone. Jesus told the apostles in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. The gospel is for everyone. But as far as who's going to go out and preach the gospel, who's going to teach, that was going to be entrusted to those who were faithful. That word means trustworthy, as Strong's defines that word. James said in James 3:1 that not everyone should be teachers, because they fall under a stricter judgment. They have a greater responsibility. They're under more scrutiny. There is more accountability that they are held to by becoming teachers. And so Paul told Timothy, you take these things that I've taught, this pattern that was given, that you've heard, that I teach everywhere in every church, you entrust these to faithful men. And well, then what were those faithful men going to do? Well, at the end of that verse, 2 Timothy 2:2, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. This is how preaching continues from one generation to another. You have men who have been entrusted with the word. They develop the ability to teach, and as they do that, they equip others to do the same work of teaching and equipping. Well, how would Timothy, or how would any other preacher, teach and entrust and equip others with this message? Well, by teaching like Paul did. As Paul said, the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. That's the cycle. That's what we do. Those faithful men that Timothy taught, they were then to take those things and entrust them to other faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Today, when we teach, we are imparting the message of the gospel, entrusting that to faithful men who will then be able to also go out and teach others and help develop teachers, and others, as they mature and grow in the faith, are then able to take that same message that they heard and teach it to others and trust that to faithful men. And so this is the cycle. This is the pattern. This is the plan that Paul described here, that even after he would be gone, and you have Timothy, and then later after Timothy is gone, and then you have others, through this method, you would have the gospel that would be able to be spread from generation to generation. The Lord wants the gospel to be proclaimed from one generation to another. There are no apostles today to equip men like Paul did with Timothy, but there are men who have been equipped, like Timothy was by Paul, like those faithful men that he would have helped to equip. There are men today who have been equipped, who can teach and equip others as well. And as we are working and preaching the gospel today, we need to play our part in continuing this work. That we take those things that Paul handed down, that standard, that pattern, we are to take those things, we are to preach them in every place, in every church, among many witnesses, and we entrust those things to faithful men. We help encourage and develop and teach those who will be able to teach others also, that they can have the same message that Paul taught, that Timothy taught, that we can look at in the scriptures. They can then take that same message to others, and that process can continue even after we're gone. So Paul said, this is the way the gospel is going to spread from generation to generation. You have faithful men who pass it on to other faithful men who continue that process, and we follow the will of God. We continue to teach one another as we help each other do that.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
A few weeks ago, I mentioned that a series that was running recently in the Plain Bible Teaching newsletter called Making Wise Investments had also been published in paperback, and that's available in book form, and for a limited time was on sale for a special price of just $5 a copy. Wanted to remind everyone that that sale is still going on, and it's going on only through this coming Monday, March 19th. So if you wanted to pick up a copy of that, then that is available. Of course, you can always go to the Plain Bible Teaching website and read the material online, but if you wanted to have it in print, that is available, and for the next few days, you can get that at a special price. So you can go to the Plain Bible Teaching website, you can check out the show notes on this episode to get the link to that, or you can go to the Gospel Armory store, which is store.gospelarmory.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about preaching the word. Until then, I hope you have a great week.